Here's a message from Riley Tool and Machine of Marion. Whether you need welding, on-site field repairs, on-river marine repair, or any job, big or small, give Riley Tool and Machine a chance to prove its worth. And they're among the biggest boosters in Rocketland. Contact Riley Tool and Machine at 531 Moore Street in Marion, by phone at 270-965-3005, or on the web at Riley Tool and Machine. Well, I'm here at Rocket Stadium today with Coach Gage Courtney. Coach Courtney took over the Rocket football team after Coach Thompson left. And Coach Courtney, you were hired a little earlier in the spring. This is our first opportunity to get together and really talk about football. So how's it feel to be the big man here now?
It feels good. I mean, to be honest with you, a lot of it's overwhelming, but mostly excited for the season, excited to take over and see what we can do.
When you were playing football there your senior year, of course, you all had a great team when it played Beachwood in the semis. And did you ever dream you would be the head football coach at Crittenden County?
No, honestly, back then, and we'll get into it later, I guess, but Austin Berry, I knew, had ambitions of being the coach. And then when I go through college, Sean's here when I come back. So it just didn't ever seem like the timeline for me ever. I always knew I wanted to coach, and I didn't know where or what level or when or how long, but I knew I wanted to coach at some point. But being the head coach here really never seemed like an opportunity that I was going to be able to get.
Well, you mentioned Austin Berry. We'll just get right into this. You've brought him on your staff. Well, he's been on the staff.
Yeah, been here.
But you've brought him back to the staff and given him a position. So talk about what you're going to do with Austin, what you expect out of him, and then as well, let's go over the rest of your staff too.
Yeah, Austin, he's been with us, I guess, since I've been back. There may have been one year that he wasn't, but he's been working with our receivers and DB and kind of been my right-hand man as far as defense goes, actually.
He's an offensive guy.
Well, he was. He's both. But then he went to Murray and played defensive back there and got a lot of knowledge there and has been able to help me a whole lot on the secondary side of things and with coverages. And like I said, he's been my guy, especially during – film on Saturdays. He's here with me all the time breaking things down. Really a thinker, really a mind of the game, got a good mind, think outside the box. But like you said, for us, he is obviously a great quarterback for us, the offensive guy, and he'll take over as offensive coordinator here. And I'm excited for him and excited to see what he can do, you know, get out. He was kind of, I feel like, in the beginning of throwing it around. And now it's kind of the game's evolved there. And just see what all the things that he can do and how we look offensively this year. I think he's got a lot of good weapons to go around to and do a lot of good things with.
Of course, he was a great quarterback, a record-setting quarterback here. And the story that I had that I remember most about Austin is Coach Starnes would have him run all the way back over to the sideline every time and get the play. Rather, you know, typically you have a receiver, somebody take the play in. And I said, Coach Starnes, why do you run him over the sideline every time? I mean, don't you think it wears him out? He said, heck no, he's a cross-country runner on the track team. He's not getting tired, and I don't want anything lost in the translation.
Right, yeah. He's got it really run. What stands out to me playing with him is how hard of a worker he was. When we're doing conditioning every day, he's leaps and miles ahead of everybody else, finishing on everything we do, way ahead of everybody. So that running to the sideline probably didn't do anything. He's just getting warmed up out there.
That's what Al said. Who's the best runner out here now? Who finishes first?
Oh, it's different every day.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. That's kind of – it's too early to tell right now. Yeah. A lot of guys are still fighting to be in that first spot of finishing conditioning every day.
Yeah, of course, you've been having 3-day-a-week practices so far. I think you're going Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yep.
The dead period will begin late next week. And this is an opportunity for you to kind of get the guys in shape, and then that way they go into that dead period. Hopefully you get a little something out of them during the dead period. They don't lose it. They keep doing a little bit anyway. Because when you come back off of that, here we go.
Yep, it's time to go. Yeah, hopefully in June. We've been focused on, like, fundamentals, getting our base drills done, you know, have a baseline for them in football, maybe just our base plays, and then, like you said, getting them strong, getting them in shape, and just give them a baseline to start from, because when July gets here, it's football, football, football. So, yeah, hopefully that we have a good discipline group that'll keep that baseline and even grow it over dead period, because that's big coming into July, how much time you got to spend on conditioning versus getting better at actual football. You know, I'm not a big lover of conditioning, but I know we got to have it. And we've been blessed to be able to play a lot of guys, but I mean, at least somewhat, it's going to go back to a little bit more Ironman football. I think we're going to have guys going both ways a little bit more than we have in the past. So we really got to be more in shape than they've ever been.
I want to circle back on something we started on here is your coaching staff. I know you've put it, you've assembled it now. You're ready to go. Next week is the youth camp. You'll have a lot of those guys, those new coaches. Of course, a lot of them are familiar faces, but tell us, go through the rest of your staff.
Yeah, like I said, Austin, he'll be the offensive coordinator, and we're excited about that. Coach Brian Qualls, he'll be working with the receivers, inverts, and strength and conditioning. He's been doing those things for as long as I've been here and before I've got here.
And he's got a new hat, too.
Yep, also the athletic director, which is good to have around and keep me in line. So he's excited about that, and I'm excited for him. He's always did a great job for us, always. And I was excited that he was willing to stay on here with me. It meant a lot for all of these guys to come on and want to continue doing it under me. So I'm especially grateful for all of them. And then Coach Brown, Jared Brown, been here forever. He was my coach. Worked with me all the way through college. A man that I got so much respect for, helped me along the way, and still helping me today with everything. But he used to be our offensive line, defensive line guy. And he's, you know, got a good baseline there, been doing those things for a while as well. So he'll fit right in and continue doing what he's been doing. And then Aaron Berry, Austin's brother, will be primary offensive line guy. Him and Coach Brown will kind of – we got big groups down there and be able to split those guys up a little bit. We'll have two offensive line coaches, which is great. So, and then we have one more, which is a graduate assistant, which is Ethan Dossett, who's a familiar name around here, you know, all the receiving records. And he's going to come in and help with some scout team offense and work with the receivers. So we'll be able to have two receivers coaches as well and extra help, you know, working on the scout side of things on defensive days. And it's good to have young guys wanting to come in and bring new ideas and just, you know, that can touch base with the younger generation forever and just kind of stay. I mean, we're a young staff, I guess, but it always just helps. And it's exciting to bring a new coach in that's fired up. He's ready to go all the time, and I like that. Brings some fire out in me, too.
And the whole staff continues to be all Rocket alumni, and that's – I don't know how many schools you look at around the whole state of Kentucky and can say the entire staff was a graduate of that program.
Right. It's a special place, and obviously Coach Starnes set that up.
It's testimony.
Sure. It goes back to Coach Starnes and building such a great place and this community and fan base. And, you know, one thing I learned about taking this job, it didn't take me long to realize I was going to need a whole lot of help, and I can already see it. And it's through the community, through the assistant coaches, through the guys, obviously, that play the games on Friday nights and out here working hard. But it's a community effort. It really is, to keep this thing the way it is and to be respectful the way we are. So I'm just grateful to have all that help and just excited for the year.
Of course, it's all the talk around town is already turning to football, as if it ever quits being about football. You go to the barber shops or anywhere people are standing around drinking coffee or tea or whatever at the restaurants and the round tables. But the big question I get all the time is, gosh, we've got a tough schedule. Can we handle that? So Coach Thompson, he got out of here. He didn't do us any favors by toughening his schedule up, did he?
Yeah.
Is this because of the RPI and the rankings, or is it because you couldn't find people to play you anymore?
All of the above, and I'm glad that we're giving Coach Thompson a hard time. But really, I was probably the biggest advocate of wanting to up the schedule a little bit, regardless of what that means. You know, you look at things that you can do better, and our schedule is something I just see year in and year out that we could toughen up. And let's just see, because we've been getting put out in the same round. Let's just see if those battle and we become battle-tested and we're, you know, better in the playoffs because of it. You know, it could be something that bites us in the butt. You just never know, but I don't really – I love that we can put it on Coach Thompson, but I'm 100% for the tougher schedule that we're going to have, no matter what it means, maybe – you know, take lumps, whatever it is, but I hope that it'll pay off during playoff time. And like you said, it goes into all those things. We had a lot of teams that just did not want to play us for whatever reason. We've been good, you know, in the last few years. And with the RPI, playing against a 1A good school doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. If you lose to them, then it kills you in the RPI. And then if you beat them, it doesn't help you much. So we just don't get much respect as far as RPI in that system. So for bigger schools that are competitive around here for us – they just didn't want to play.
Yeah,
so you see the long travels we have. It's not – now, I'm for the tougher schedule, but not these long road trips we're going to have to do now. But just to fill a schedule, it's just what we had to do.
And that RPI comes into play. You try to build that RPI during the season with your record and your opponents. It's a power ranking. And that makes a difference who you play when you get to the playoffs. If you figure to go deep in the playoffs,
right,
it makes a big difference.
Right.
So we're going to have a long trip to Bethlehem.
Yep.
And that's a team that we've seen many times in the playoffs. And then you've added Fulton City back to the schedule, which is a long trip the other way, out west. And otherwise, some traditional opponents on there. Any other games that really stick out? Bethlehem's the one I hear people talking about a lot.
Yeah, Bethlehem's a new game that we've got on the schedule. Madisonville is another game that we've got on the schedule that we haven't traditionally played. I think we are home at Bethlehem this year, or Bethlehem, I'll say it wrong.
Oh, we're home.
We are home, but okay. We're Fulton City, Fulton County, back-to-back weeks, both away. So we'll be making that trip to the Fultons back-to-back weeks. So we got some long schedules. And we got blessed with Fulton City. We had 9 games up until about a week ago, and Fulton City decided to get back into playing some football this year and decided, but they didn't have a schedule. So they were looking for basically all games, it sounded like. So we got lucky with being able to pick them up for their 10th.
All right. Well, I know you're doing all this stuff that nobody sees right now. You were up on the football field working on your huddle program, which is the computerized videotaping system, and you were talking about working on sprinkler systems. You're getting ready for youth camp next week, the Rocket Youth Camp. If you hadn't signed up, by the way, show up at 8:30 Monday, right?
Tuesday's first day.
What else goes into being head football coach that no one knows about?
I still don't know all about it. I don't know. We've been working on fields, equipment, and orders, and just I don't even know. I'm learning day by day what all it is. But like I said, I've got great help, so that's been good with everybody around. Nathan Boone's up there is helping with the huddle right now. That's a big task and something that's really a big advantage to get working right. He's spent his whole day working here, and I sit here all day and name people that's been helping me out throughout. Maintenance on the field just the last couple of days has been really helping me. So I don't know what all goes into it. There's a lot I'm still learning, but I'm excited. It's exciting to learn new things, to, you know, grow a little bit and you know, see what we can do. So I'm just excited for it.
All right, Coach Courtney. Everybody's excited to see what your first season is going to bring.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
My expectations always.
Good. That's the way we want them.
All right. Best of luck, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Through the week, we are welding and fabricating. On Friday nights, we are grinding it out with the Rockets. Touchdown, Rocket!